Do you think I have come to bring peace? No, rather division. Folks, division, violence, and wars remain the uppermost concern for many, many people today. Terrorism is sweeping the globe. There is not one nation that can sit back and relax. There's not one nation that can rest secure. In our own country, political discourse is bordering on the extreme. Racial violence has claimed many lives. Fear is crippling normal life. And then you come to church, and then you hear the words, "Do you think I've come to create peace? No, but rather division." When you come to church, you want to hear the opposite of what's plaguing us. Jesus also says, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it was already blazing." Now, somebody who does not understand Jesus and were taking these words at face value, they may say, "What is Jesus talking about?" Now, I have read these passages many times, and I even know how to interpret them, but just taking it at face value, Jesus saying, "Do you think I've come to create peace? No, division," makes my heart sink a little bit. What shall we do with Jesus' words? Sometimes the best way to interpret scripture is to understand the context within which that gospel passage was written. Luke's gospel was written after 70 AD. And I want to use this year, this date, 70 AD, as the historical date within which we want to interpret the scripture. And I'm going to do it in 3 points. First of all, "I've come to set the earth on fire." What does Jesus mean when he says that? So the year 70 AD remains a watershed year in Judeo-Christian relationships and Judeo-Christian history. This was the year when the Romans destroyed the Temple of Jerusalem. When Luke wrote the gospel, like today's passage, all worship and every sacrifice had ceased. Imagine a people whose very focus, whose very reason for them being a people was destroyed. For people like Luke, who are evangelists, who are already believers, the destruction of the temple was a natural progression in the history of salvation. And the reason is simple. With Christ's once and for all sacrifice on the cross, in Luke's mind, perhaps in Luke's mind, there is no need of a temple. There is no need of any more sacrifices. There is no more need of any temple worship. Jesus was the Lamb of God who had been slain. Perhaps, Luke wishes that the movement that Jesus began would spread like wildfire. Remember, When Luke wrote the gospel, Pentecost had already taken place. And the one symbol that was associated with Pentecost was fire. It was not a destructive fire. It was a fire that brought people to understanding faith as Luke understands it. And so with the temple being destroyed, with such hopelessness around for the people of Israel, Luke wishes that Jesus' renewal would spread like wildfire. There are many other ways to understand this passage, but historically, this could be one approach. Secondly, do you think I have come to bring peace? These words have to do with another historical reality, and the reality of Christian persecution. By the time the temple was destroyed, many Christians had already fled Jerusalem. In 70 AD, when the Romans laid siege over Jerusalem, the Jews expected the Christians to fight against the Romans, because most of the Christians were previous Jews. So they were hoping that the Christians would actually support the Jewish side in the war. But the Christians stayed uninvolved. They were neither on the Jewish side nor on the Roman side. And this created major social division between the Jews and the Christians. Luke's words are merely reflecting what is happening at the time. But there is one more reality. The rift created between family members because some of the people's choice to follow Christianity. Remember, it says father against sons, mother against daughter, mother-in-law. This is a historical reality at the time when Luke is writing the gospel. The problem is that if somebody in the family chose to become Christian, it put them in opposition with the Roman Empire. See, that is not the case for us today. You and I, as Christians and Catholics, we are also Americans. We don't see a contradiction between the two. But that wasn't the case then. If you became a Christian, you were pretty much putting yourself out of the Roman Empire. And this created rift in the families. It caused division. Hence Luke's words, "I have come to cause division." It's not that Jesus causes the division, but Jesus became the cause for division. So thirdly, what about now? If Luke was writing the story of Jesus today, how would he tell the same story? What is the context within which we live? What would be the message of Jesus today? The context within which we live is not very different than Luke's world. We live in a turmoiled world. There is simply division. There simply are rifts. It is important for us as Christ's followers, and this is the key. It is important for us as Christ's followers to know, to live, and to be peace. Because you have to take Jesus' words seriously. And Jesus also said, "My peace I give you. My peace I leave with you." These words are so important that they are repeated at every Eucharist. And then we exchange with one another the sign of peace. We of all people must know, must live, and be peace. How can we do that? And so my third point, I'm really trying to encourage you to reflect on this theme deeply along with the entire parish community on September the 10th. As you walked in the doors today, you probably saw the posters for our parish retreat. Folks, because this is the election year, because there is so much racial violence in our country, because there is cultural, ethnic, economic discord and political discourse in our country, we as a parish community, along with the parish council, the adult faith formation, and in consultation with the staff and other people, we said, listen, this community, Immaculate Conception community, this coming year must stand for the peace that Christ brings. And so our theme for the coming year is disciples, sacraments of peace. Now, the word sacrament in there is a very big word. We'll talk all about that later at the retreat as well. But it really means that you and I must reflect on what it means for us personally and as a community to know, to live, and to be peace. Dr. Kelly Johnson from the University of Dayton is going to be our main speaker. And she'll be joined by Spencer Hargadon, who's our youth minister, and myself. And we are going to focus on three questions. First, and Kelly is our main speaker, she's going to talk about, what does peace mean in the Bible? When the Bible says peace, what does it mean? Secondly, how can we make this peace that Jesus offers mine, personally? It's a big question, right? Each one of us, as a song goes, let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me. How can I be a peaceful person? How was Jesus a peaceful person in his very violent time? How can I access that peace, first of all, in my own being? And thirdly, how can I take that peace to my family, to society, and to the world at large? How can I be peace for the rest of the world? So this is the focus of this year. And I'm sure for many of you, the simple question, my gosh, please, Lord, in this turmoil time, let me simply know your peace. That's a big part of it. And if I can be in peace, then I can bring peace elsewhere. But if I don't know peace, how can I bring it and give it to other people? So I want to strongly encourage you to mark your calendars. Those of you who are parishioners have already received a letter from us. And in that letter, there is a registration form as well. May I please ask you to fill that registration form and send it to us via post, or just put it in the collection basket. There's a separate segment for children. Children from 3 years all the way up till 12, they will have their own segment for this retreat. So families are welcome. We want you to come. We want everybody in this parish to come. Last year, we had more than 500 people at this retreat. If you haven't been to one, may I please ask you to make it a point to be here. We will all conclude with a huge lunch as a community. It's part of our being together. Everybody will receive a t-shirt. This retreat is free. But simply for us to figure out this whole idea of peace, we must do it in our time. It's the most crucial call, I think, these days for us. Folks, in the Eucharist, one more time today, we will hear Jesus say to us, "My peace I give you, my peace I leave with you." When you receive communion today, it's peace itself that's coming into our hearts. How wonderful it would be if we can take Jesus as our peace, and as we leave and go to the rest of the world, take that peace with us. Let the fire burn. This is the fire Jesus is talking about. I have come to set the world on fire. Please, this week, go and set the world on fire with peace. People of God said, Amen.